four states already have similar legislation on the books, but sponsors of the Wisconsin bill say it's going nowhere because of opposition from anti-abortion groups and the Catholic Church. It would require hospital emergency room staff to inform a rape victim that she has the right to receive emergency contraception to prevent her assault from leading to a pregnancy. Supporters of the bill point to an official directive from the National Conference of Catholic Bishops. It calls on Catholic hospitals to carry out a pregnancy test first on rape victims and then offer them emergency contraception. Lisa Boyce is with Wisconsin Planned Parenthood.
It would be as simple as saying that if you want access to emergency contraception, then you must submit to a pregnancy test, and once that comes back negative, we will be happy to give you access to emergency contraception.
But a spokesperson for the Wisconsin Catholic Conference says the bishop's directive is not a mandate, and the proposed state law would be. Kathy Markland says Catholic hospitals don't want to be forced to provide treatment that could end a pregnancy.
The effect of mandating the treatment in all circumstances would have the effect of having us participate in the termination of a newly formed human life.
Catholic hospitals account for one-third of all the hospitals in the state, and currently almost 90% of them do not provide rape victims with any information about emergency contraception. Fewer than half of all non-religious hospitals in the state provide the option, and no vote is scheduled on the bill that would change that statistic. Those on both sides of the issue appear unwilling to compromise. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.